Well, there shouldn't be anything wrong with it if you're secure with your feelings as a man. But why is it okay for men to look at other men in catalogs or sales ads when they're modeling clothes and thinking to themselves, oh, that would look good on me? Does that mean that they're gay by looking at the guy that's modeling the clothes?
Uh-huh. Very good point.
And why should it be a standard to be able to say something to somebody about the way they look? That's just like not saying something to someone if they have, I hate to say this, but if they have a booger hanging out of their nose, or if they have food in their teeth, or especially if you work with the public, if you stand in front of other people, why is it okay for women to say it, but not for men to say it to other men?
Hey, this is the best argument I've heard all morning, because, yeah, if you see a friend of yours and he's wearing a very clown-like outfit or something, you're like, what made you decide to buy that shirt? You know, and that's a different situation, yeah.
That's right, and why would they have various colors for men to choose from, where one person would wear a yellow button-up shirt and another person would buy a black button-up shirt? The person that's wearing the yellow shirt, are they perceived as a gay individual, whereas the person wearing the neutral color is just a heterosexual male, when both of them could be both heterosexual or...
Well, we're talking about male models here, so it probably skews into one category. That's terrible.
That's all right. But why should it be a double standard? Why would it be okay for women to tell other women how they look, especially if there's something abnormal with their appearance, especially if they're going out into public? Why wouldn't it be the same for men, especially if you work with the public?
I'm with you, man. Well, thanks for calling.
No problem. Have a good day.
See you. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Why is it heterosexual guys have a hard time being able to compliment another heterosexual guy?
Oh, no, I am cracking up listening to your show. All these guys getting all defensive on being able to talk to you. You know, you two sitting there talking to each other about facial hair. It is cracking me up. They can't even take it. Why do you need a compliment? Why do you have to talk about it? If you guys are completely okay with your sexuality and you know you're straight, you can sit there and give each other an honest statement about facial hair, and all these guys start calling in all concerned about it. It's just literally cracking me up. And I had to call in and just giggle about it, because men are hilarious. I mean, you guys know each other well enough. You've been together long enough, you know, friends or whatever. You're completely straight. And, you know, you look at each other every day for how many hours? So it comes in with a beard on. He wants to know what you think. And the guys start freaking out. They call in and they start, well, why do you need to know that? Why don't you go to the girls and ask the girls? Go to sorority house and ask the girls. Why do you got to know from him?
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
We need to have a beard cam. Someone called me on it once before. Like, why don't you have a picture of yourself with a beard and then a picture of you without the beard and put it up online and people
vote? That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, God, I kind of wish I could see him with or without the beard. I wish I could know what this guy looked like. And then, you know, the girls kicked him an honest answer. But I'm just cracking up. I'm driving to work and I couldn't believe all the men that started calling in and just, you know, between the gay and the straight, you know, just having to give their opinions on it. Just, they start freaking out a little bit when the radio guys start talking about this stuff. Oh, man, look out. It's funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah,
to me,
I did point out to Chris, I was like, have you noticed we've had a lot of guys calling in on
a
this?
A lot of guys
usually,
all of a sudden this morning
case.
Are, you know, just little, you know, want to throw the manliness, I guess, back in the show or something. I don't know. I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great.
Wait,
we're
guys
men to be able to discuss facial hair. It's not like you're asking, like you said, not like you're asking how your butt looks this morning, or is he boxers or briefs, or, you know, you're not getting into all that discussion. It's facial hair.
Well, I did have.
I mean, come on.
I did one day hold up a picture of the guy on the packaging of the boxer briefs, and then and then next to my own sporting oven. I was like, do you think they're fabricating a bulge on this guy, Chris? I don't know.
You hope so, anyways, huh?
I'm joking.
I wouldn't do that.
That is hilarious.
Chris is giving me the take.
He's
that joke back. Look.